Patient name Victor Walters, VICTORWALTERS. Date of birth 3/17/1938. Date of procedure number 21/2023. Fusion performing Bob Mohan Kama MD. Referring Dr. Michael Mears, MICHAEL MEARES. Indication gastrointestinal metaplasia, colorectal cancer screening. Procedure performed esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsy, colonoscopy attempted, comma polypectomy. Description of procedure: informed consent was obtained, possible complication procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, as well as missing a lesion were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed up for the service, will be included to the gastrointestinal esophagus, the duodenum, calibrated the duodenum, the stomach, G-junction, esophagus. In the reference, you have to know the cardiac arteries and stomach before this code is concluded the upper endoscopy. The patient that turned into colonoscopy, digital summary, probably pitrums, colonoscopy, introduced rectum and advanced under direct vision to what appeared to be the transverse colon. Further advancement was not possible due to significant looping and tortuous colon. Despite manual pressure, abdomen pressure, withdrawal of scope, reinsertion of scope, advancement to the cecum was not possible. Maximum extent reached was transverse colon. Withdrawal time not applicable as cecum was not reached. Possible preparation score not being mentioned as cecum was not reached. Patient recovered well post-procedure without any complications. Findings: upper endoscopy. Z-line 40 cm regular, LA grade A esophagitis was noted. Stomach normal. Biopsies taken from antrum body and cardia for gastrointestinal metaplasia assessment. Duodenum normal, no biopsies taken. Colonoscopy exam, extent not reached. Tortuous looping. Significantly redundant colon. Transverse colon polyps 1 cm each, 3 were removed by Colesnare polypectomy. Impression: LA grade A esophagitis, 3 transverse colon polyps, tortuous and redundant colon. Colonoscopy incomplete. Plan: recommend patient take PPI, repeat EGD in 12 weeks to document healing of esophagitis, resume Eliquis 2 days after procedure. Repeat colonoscopy if patient is willing to undergo one, given patient's age and overall health status. We'll discuss this when patient comes to the office for follow-up. End of dictation.